Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Got jokes from Greg in Naperville and Gary and Bob on the eastern tip of Iowa. And Jeff in Arlington Heights, thank you. Ernie, thank you. Carla and Carla's granddaughter in South Bend, thanks for the jokes. And Steve Areno in Orland Park and Kent in Piatone and Kathy and Father Peru, that's Father Ron in Peru, and Jim in Broad Bear, Wisconsin. And Dave in Canada wrote again. He said, a glass. You're giving away a 16-ounce souvenir Speed Jokes glass, too? Please tell me who in your marketing department I need to speak with. And please, very politely, because that's the Canadian way, tell Dave Ennett he does not need to remind them that I'm in Canada. It's always more delicious if the postage sneaks up on them. We no longer send Speed Joke mugs and glasses to Canada due to the shipping costs. Charles Dickens walks into a bar, orders a martini. Bartender says, Oliver Twist. Hey, did you guys know any sofa can easily be converted into a sleeper sofa just by forgetting your wife's birthday? Juan and Amal are identical twins. Why does their mother only carry a picture of Juan in her wallet?
Steve's
gone. I'm so close. It's like at the tip of my tongue.
You can feel it.
I could feel it coming.
Alexander, go.
Okay. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Oh, that's the one. I've heard this one before. That's why I knew it.
Sort of knew it.
It was right there.
Hey, Dave, how many times do you have to tickle an octopus to make it laugh?
10 tickles.
Dave, an octopus only has 8 of those.
Right, so the first two were test tickles. Really, John?
And here's one. Hey, John, here's one to go with the German joke from last week. I went to Paris, ordered wheat toast, got 8 slices. A zookeeper calls an ambulance and says, help, a crocodile took my leg off. The EMT says, oh no, which one? The guy says, I don't know. They all look the same to me. As I looked at my naked body in the mirror the other day, I thought to myself, I'm going to get kicked out of this IKEA any minute now. A friend of mine visited an oyster farm this weekend.
Did she have a good time?
She said it shucked. Doctor, I ate one of those little do not eat packages. Am I going to die now?
Well, everyone is going to die eventually.
Oh my God, what have I done? I really want to lose weight, but I'm not going to go on one of those fad diets where you eat less and exercise more. No, that's not for me. And finally, my friend Joe recently went on the Dolly Parton diet. It really made
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take.
Maybe Joe's on one of those fad diets where you're supposed to eat less, exercise more. I'm having none of that.
Smile is like a breath of spring.